We begin the current daf from Sav Pesachim, daf Ayin Test. We begin 8 lines down from the time of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues discussing our Mishnah, and that is, our Mishnah said, a contrast between the Karban Pesach and other Karbanos. It said, although by Karban Pesach, the main criteria is that the buster should still be around. Whether the Chaylev is around or not is not of the significance. The main idea is the buster, is the leftover meat, because that's what the Karban Pesach is for, is to consume it. Therefore, if the meat's around, then there's going to be the Kapara. If not, then there's no carbon. And that, our Mishnah said, is where our Gemara begins. However, regarding other karbanas, the halach is not like that, and that is, even if the meat became tamei, if the chaylev is not tamei, then one could be zarek as sadam, you could throw the blood and create the atonement for the karban. And that our Gemara asks, Masnitin Mani, who is the town of a Mishnah that holds by other karbanas that even if the meat's not around, however, at least if there's the chaylev around, and that's going to be available, then one can throw the blood. And that the Gemara says, Rabbi Shui, it's Rabbi Shui, who we mentioned on the previous staff, the town of Glint Nabraisa. Shua Amir B'Shua says, Kol Hazvachim Sheba Teira, regarding all Karbanos in the Torah, again, which is different than the Halach of Karban Pesach, Shenishtari Mehen, that it was left over from it, at least Kezayis Basar, either at least a Kezayis of meat, or a Kezayis Chaylev, or a Kezayis of the sacrificial fats which were put on the Mizbeach, then Zerik HaSadam, then you can throw the blood. Again, that's what the idea of our Mishnah was saying, that even if there's no Basar, as long as there's Chaylev, or if there's no Chaylev, as long as there's Basar, but the main idea of what the Mishnah was contrasting was in the case of Karban Pesach, where you need the meat, other Karbanos you don't need the meat, as long as you have Chaylev. However, Rabbi Shua continues and says, Kechatzi Zayis Basar, but Kechatzi Zayis Chaylev. Let's say you only have a half of a volume worth of meat, and a half of a Zayis of Chaylev. Now, although these two things are considered what's permitted by the mati, which is what you're throwing of the blood, and hence all you need to have is Kezayis, and you're having Kezayis, albeit a combination of what's being eaten by the Mizbech and being eaten by the person. On that, however, Rabbi Shua says, Ein Zerken Sadam. You cannot throw the blood because the eating, the consumption of the human being, of the person, and the Mizbech do not combine together to be a Kezayis of Nechalan, and hence, it will not be able to be Zerken Sadam because the main Basar, which means to say what's left over, either what's eaten by the person or by the Mizbech, that if there's no Basar, there's no Dam, and hence, since they do not combine, then there's Ein Dam, you can't throw the blood. However, regarding the carbon oila, then by the carbon oila. However, if there is a half of a volume by the basar and of the chaylev, then you could throw the blood. And the reason is by the carbon oila, it's fundamentally different that the entire animal is sacrificed on the mizbeach. And therefore they combine because essentially they are both the same achila of the mizbeach, and therefore there's no difference if it's half of basar and half of chaylev, they're all considered the same achila. Then Rabbi Shua concludes and says, Rabbi Mincha, however, regarding the flour offering, even if the whole mincha is still there, there's nothing that's became tamei, la yizrik, still you cannot throw the blood regarding the Kabbin Mincha, to which the Gemara right away asks, Mincha Maya Vedite, what does the Kabbin Mincha have to do with throwing blood? There is no blood in a mincha, that's by an animal offering. Here we're talking about flour. There's kaimitz, which is in place of the blood. Where does blood come over here that's saying that even if the whole mincha is around, you can't throw the blood? And that the Gemara explains, Papa, Minchas Nesachim. What we're talking about is a Mincha Nesachim that comes together with a carbon. You bring a carbon and you bring together a Mincha, what's called Minchas Nesachim. And that is, Salkat Edech, I mean, I would have thought to say, Kivin de Ka'asi Mikoyach Zevach, since what its source of it coming is based on that there's a carbon, and together with that comes this Mincha, and therefore, Kagufi de Zevach, I would think it would be considered as part of the animal sacrifice, and therefore it should be in place of the zebach to be considered leftovers, and therefore it would permit the dam to be thrown. That is, we said you have to have something leftover that's consumed, whether the mizbeach eats it, whether the person eats it, and hence this mincha should be included in the category of leftovers which are permitted by the permitter of throwing the blood, because this is coming mikoyach from the power, from the source of the zebach. And hence, it should permit one to throw the dam, as if yesh basar, which we said is not necessarily basar, but something that's being permitted by it, the leftovers, the mincha should be included in that. Kamash Mulan, that's where we have to tell you that even if the entire mincha is around, that's not enough. It has to be some element of the animal itself, whether the chaylev or the basar, to then say that now this is basar, then there's going to be dam. Now the Gemara wants to understand, now that we said Rabbi Shua is the town of our Mishnah, to understand this halacha that we quote in his name, that one could throw the blood if there's either chaylev or basr regarding other karbanos, again, not karban Pesach, which has to have the basr. So, chelev minalan, where do we know that the fats, the sacrificial parts, is considered, quote, the shirayim, the leftovers, to then permit one to throw the dam? As we said on the previous daf, Rabbi Shua says it equates basr and dam, so therefore the pashas would be, has to have basr, not chelev. Where do we know that chelev would be included too, to allow one to throw the blood? On that, I'm Rabbi Yechidim, Shem Rabbi Shmuel, Umataba Mishum Rabbi Shu ben Chananya, and it reached us that it was said in the name of Rabbi Shu ben Chananya. Damakra, that it says the pasuk of Mayikra, and that pasuk is talking about the throwing of the blood, which it says there in the beginning of the pasuk, Vizara Kakoin as Adam, that the Kohen will throw the blood. Then the pasuk concludes and says, Vehikter Hachelav Larech Nechaych Lashem, and he'll sacrifice the fats as a satisfying aroma for Hashem, which that teaches that in relation to the throwing of the blood, that Chelav Af Pishem Basar, that if there's going to be the fats, even though there's no meat, then one can go ahead and throw the blood. So we see that even if there's chelev, yeshdam doesn't have to be necessarily basar. So that the Gemara asks, ashkechan chelev. So fine, we understand if there's the sacrificial parts of the fats, that then we can go ahead and throw the blood. However, yiseris hakovid, the diaphragm, v'shtei kloyes, and the two kidneys, minolon, where do we know that they would also be allowing one to then throw the blood? And that is from the fact, as the Gemara is going to explain in one moment, that it had to tell us, Rabbi Yeshua had to say that, oh, mincha is not going to be considered shirayim to then permit the blood to be thrown, which from that you could infer, but these parts, the diaphragm and the two kidneys, which are put on the mizbech, that they are considered part of the animal, which they actually are, and hence it would be considered shirayim to then allow one to go ahead and throw the blood. Where do we know that they're also included? On that, the Gemara asks, which we just had to explain, hey, chamrin dezer kinen, who said, maybe it's only by fats, who said that the diaphragm and the two kidneys would go ahead and allow one to then throw the blood? And I think Gemara says that we just explained, like Tani, from the fact that the Braisa says, u'bimincha, however, regarding the flour offering, alpha pishu kula kemis, even if the whole mincha is still around, lo yizrik, based on that, you can't throw the dam, as we'd explained, although it's coming b'koyach hazevach, but it's not part of the animal. Therefore, it's not going to be allowing one to throw, it's as if im ein basar, therefore ein dam. That the inference is, mincha hu delo, it's only a flour offering, which is totally not part of the animal, although it's coming because of it. But it sounds like, however, that the diaphragm and the two kidneys, which are part of the animal, that they would be allowing one to throw the blood. So therefore, how do we know that? And that the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon in the Deyam, Rabbi Yechon himself said, and that is, although he said before in the name of Yishmael, now he said even more than just the chelev. He says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, in that Pasuk that we quoted before, it says, v'hikter ha-chelev, and then it says, L'reach nechayich, as a satisfying aroma. And that is, what's those words, L'reach nechayich, teaching you? Kol sha'ata mal, L'reach nechayich, whatever is sacrificed as a pleasant aroma for Hashem, which includes these other sacrificial parts of the Yiseres HaKavod and the Shtei HaKlois. Now, so the Gemara explains. V'itzach l'mechtav chaylev, v'itzach l'mechtav reach nechayich. Why do we need both? In other words, we have a pasuk that tells you that basar, you need the basar to throw the dam. Now we're saying it's not only basar, but it's even chelev. And then we're saying not only chelev, but even yiseres from Tei HaKavod. Why do we need both? Just say one, and we'll know the other one from that. Now the Gemara says you needed both. Dikas rechmana chelev, if the Torah had only written the fats, then havamin, as we had said before, chelevin, yiseres HaKavod, deshtei HaKalos lay. Then I would have thought only the fats, those sacrificial parts, yes, can permit the dam to be thrown. But not these other ones, not the diaphragm and the two kidneys. So kas rechman l'rech nechach, that's we need another pasuk, because the other one only said chelev, fats. I wouldn't know all the other sacrificial parts. To tell you that even to include yiseres and deshtei HaKalos. Now v'ikas rechman l'rech nechach, if I would have written only for, as a pleasant aroma, havamin, I would have thought to say, kol ha'oyin l'rech nechach, I would have gone too far to include. I would include everything that's a pleasant aroma, v'afela mincha, even a flower offering, which is also reich nechayach. Kasrachmon echel, that's why Terry wrote fats as a miut, as an exclusionary criteria, to say not everything that's reich nechayach. So things which are similar to chelev, which are part of the animal, and they are what's called emurim, that are thrown on the mizbeach, that is what we're including, which is yiseres and shtei hakloyes, yiseres hakov and shtei hakloyes, but not mincha, and that's coming to exclude, and that's where we know these halachas, that they're all included in the category of to be basar, to then allow dam to be thrown on the mizbeach. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again, continuing on this theme of the previous Mishnahs about the halachas of Tumah, and specifically regarding the halachas of Karban Pesach. So the Mishnah tells us, Nitma kahal erubai. If the entire assembly of the Jewish people became impure, for example, if let's say the Nasi and they're all involved, erubai, or even if the majority of them became tame. Or different case, ayishayu hakahanim tame. Let's say only the kahanim became tame. The hakol tame, however, the entire Jewish people are tar. The halacha is yasu b'tumah. They do their carbon Pesach in the state of Tumah, and that is even if there are only a minority of people that are tummy, which generally we said that if a minority of the Jewish people get pushed off to Pesach Sheni, however, here even the Pesach of the Tahirin, as we said, the majority of the Jewish people might be tar, but their karbanos are themselves going to be done in the state of Tumah, as we said, because of the Kahanim case of when the Kahanim are Tumah, and therefore everybody does in the state of Tumah. As the Gemara is going to explain why that is, why shouldn't the Tahirin at least do it in the state of Tahara? Then the Mishnah says, however, Nitma Miyatakol, if the minority of Jewish people are only Tumah, then HaTahara Nisan HaSarishan, those which are the majority of Jewish people, they do the first Pesach on Yudal Nisan is when they bring the first carbon Pesach in the state of Tahara. But Tameyam Nisan HaSheni, however, the Tameyam, they bring it in the month of Iyar, which is called Pesach Sheni, they get pushed off to the second Pesach. Now the Gemara quotes a Braisa that elaborates on this halacha. Try to learn the Braisa. Harisha HaYisrael Tameyam, if the Jewish people were Tameh, the Kahanim Klisharis turn, and although the Kahanim and the Klisharis, which are the utensils that were used in the Beis Hamikdash for the Avodah, if they were tahar, or a different case, Shahay Yisrael tahar. Let's say the Jewish people they themselves were tahar, but the Kahanim Klisharis mein. However, the Kahanim and the utensils they used, they were tameh. Or a third case, Vafil Yisrael v'Kahanim tahar. Even if all the people were tahar, the Jewish people, the Kahanim, however, the Klisharis mein. However, the utensils were tameh that were used in the Beis Hamikdash. If either one of these three things were tameh, the halacha the Braisa says is yasub b'tumah. You do it in the state of tumah. Why is this? And that's what we alluded to in our Mishnah, She'in Karban Sibur, because we do not have a Karban Sibur that comes in the state of Tumah, which either way, it's coming in the state of Tumah. The Jewish people are Tumah, the Kahanim are Tumah, or the utensils are Tumah. It's not Chalik. We don't split and divide. And that is, once we say that the majority of the people are coming in the state of Tumah, then even an individual that could be his Tahar will still be doing it in the state of Tumah. And that the Gemara says, a qualification on this halacha. Amar Rav Chisda, lo yishanu, we did not teach this halacha that's mashma regarding one of the three cases, and that is if the klisharis is tamei. So then we said, you know what, even if the people, the kahanim, the Israel, and the old tahar, were still going to do it in the state of tumah, Amar Rav Chisda qualifies that halacha. That's elisha nitma hasakin b'tmei meis. So one of the klisharis that we're using was a knife. That's only if, let's say, the knife became tamei from a tumas mess. And that is, therefore, the knife becomes what's called an avatumah. Because the knife gets the same status as the tamei mace that it touched, which then can convey tumah to a person, who those are the ones that are slaughtering, it's conveying the tumah. Drachmanam, and why is that? Why is when a knife touches a tumah, and specifically in tumah's mess, it gets the exact tumah as that item, which generally in halachas of tumah, it goes one lower every time it transmits it to the next one? It's because the Torah says in the Pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar, b'chalal cherb, that someone that was felled, someone that died through the sword. Now, that comes to tell you a drasha, it's equating a chalal, a corpse, with the sword. To tell you, cherev harehu kechal, that the sword, which is essentially telling you regarding all metal kalim, all metal utensils, that they become like the corpse themselves. And therefore, if it became tummy from a mess, it becomes like a mess. And therefore, not only is the corpse an avi avos tumah, which is literally translated as a grandfather level of tumah, which is the highest tummy could be, but the sword also, which is metal, also gets the same status of tumah itself. It does not get diminished in its status of tumah when it touches metal. Therefore, become a tamei legava. Now it could be metame a person and make that into an avatum. It transmits it because that's still a level that a person can become tamei. And therefore, the mikara kimis ave. That means initially when the carbon is pesach is being done, but tumas haguf the karis kumis ave. That means when the utensils became tamei from this tumas mess, which has a level of tumah that could convey tumah to a person. That means it's being done in the status of tumas haguf because the person that's touching the knife is becoming tummy from that because the knife is still on a high level because it did not get diminished when they touched the tumas mess. Hence, there's a tumas haguf being involved in the carbon pesach, and therefore we say that yes, once there's tumah involved, so then everyone does in the state of tumah. Avol, and this is the point where Rav Chisda is bringing out. This that we said that if the kalim are tummy, then everything that gets done in the state of tumah is only by tumas mess. However, nitma hasakim et tumas sheretz. Let's say the knife became tummy, but it became tummy from the tumah of a sheretz. Now, sheretz is only an avatumah. And now that it transmits it to the keli becomes only a rishon l'tumah. Now, the basuhud, the metamile, so yes, the knife could convey tumah to meat, which could become a sheni. However, l'gavra loy metamile, it does not make the person that's doing this shchita, the kahanim, that whoever it is that's doing the avoida, that he becomes tummy, because a person cannot become a sheni l'tumah. Therefore, in such a case, Rav Chisda says, Tahirin Avid. We're going to say that Tahirin should do the Avodah. And Tamein Loyavin, and Tamein should not do the Karban Pesach. And the explanation is as follows. Because Mutav Yeochel Betumas Basta Balav, it's better to have the Karban Pesach eaten. Yes, we allow Tumma because what are we supposed to do? The knives are Tame. And yes, it's making the meat Tame. But to consume meat that's Tame is only a lav. It's a negative prohibition. However, we're not going to allow those that they themselves are Tame, which is a chiv of Karis, since it's not necessary. In other words, yes, it's necessary that at least the meat became Tame, because the klisharis are Tame and the knife is Tame. It's going to make the meat Tame. However, that is a lower level Tuma than people themselves that are Tame, that are consuming, which is a chiv of Karis, to consume the kachim when someone has a bodily of Tumah. So therefore, wait a second. If the majority of the Jewish people are tar, if there is an individual that's Tumah, we're not going to let him do it in the state of Tumah. Because this Tumah that we're allowing this year is only a very low level of Tumah, when the meat is Tumah, which is only a lav. We never allowed such a high level of Tumah when the body is Tumah. Therefore, based on this, Rav Chizda's opinion, the Gemara says, Alma, so we can see that because Rav Chizda, obviously Rav Chizda holds, Tumah d'chuyehi b'tzibra. As we mentioned in the previous dafim, that there's an element of what's called tumah hutra b'tzibur or hutcha. There's a machlekes regarding, do we say that it's carte blanche? Yeah. When there's a tzibur, there's no problem of tumah. We don't have to try to find our ways around it. It's totally permitted. Or it's only dechuy, it's pushed away. In other words, as much as we can, we try to avoid the tumah. And therefore, as Rashi explains, we prefer to do it in tara, or at least in the most lenient level of tumah possible. And therefore, when we're permitting Tumas Basar, we're not going to let Tumas Aguf, because we don't really let Tumas, it's only what we have to. What we have to is Tumas Basar and not Tumas Aguf. The Gemara says, V'chinam Rabbi Yitzchak, so to Rabbi Yitzchak says, that Tumas is only pushed away, and hence what we don't have to do in Tumas, we don't do, even though it's a Tzibur. And therefore, again, we will not allow Tumas Aguf in that year when the Klisharis are Tumas from a Sheretz, which is only in time of the Basar, and not the one who's holding the knife. However, Rava Amarava argues, and he says, no, even the people themselves that are Tamei can do the Karban Pesach. And which is not necessarily because he has to say Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. He could even say Tumah Tchuy B'Tzibur. As Rav Chizda said, my time, but what's the reason? Chayr, if it's Tchuy B'Tzibur, we should keep the lowest level possible, which is only Tumas Basar, not Tumas Aguf. So he says, the Chizda says a pasuk in Be'yikra. That says, V'abasar Shiyuga B'chol Tamei, regarding the meat that will touch anything that's Tamei. So Lo Ya'achal, we said, then you shouldn't eat it. That's as we said, when the meat becomes tummy, be'eshi, sarfi, should burn in a fire. V'abasar, and the meat, kol tahar yechel basar, whoever is pure should eat the meat. So therefore, Rava says, we see that the pasuk equates the tahara of the person and the tumah of the meat. To tell you, kol hecha doloi karin and bay, wherever we do not say, which is the case that Rav Chizda was talking about, when the meat is tummy sheretz, when we don't say v'habasar asher yiga b'chol tamei lo ye'ochel, when we don't say that when the meat is tamei, no one should eat it, because as we said, when there is tamei sheretz and the meat becomes tamei, still because the carbon pesach is a carbon tzibur, we're going to allow them to do it in the state of tuma. And if we're not concerned with habasar asher yiga b'chol tamei lo ye'ochel, we're not concerned that the meat is tamei, to say we shouldn't allow you to eat it, we do allow you to eat it. If we're not going to be using that part of the pasuk, because again, we allow it in Sibur, then like Karina Bey, then similarly, we do not apply the other part of the pasuk of Ahabasar Kaltar, Yechel Basar, regarding the meat, that only those that are tar could eat the meat. And hence, in this case, we're going to allow him to go ahead, even if he has bodily tumma, to do it, because we don't have the problem with the meat being tummy, so we don't have the problem with the person being tummy. Whereas Kal Hecha, the Karina Bey, wherever we do apply, that we have a problem, which is when it's not the mitzibur. If the meat's tummy, then you cannot eat it. Then karina be'habasa, then we apply the part of the pasuk which says that, oh, the meat, whoever is pure can eat the meat, and that is we don't allow a tummy, which is by a yachid. Whereas again over here, Rabbi says, and this is different, since we're allowing the meat tummy because of the tzibur, then we're also allowing even if the person, which is a higher level tumma, because the pasuk equates it to, and therefore he argues on Rav Chizda. Now the Gemara continues with a topic related to our mission that spoke about this concept of roiv. We said that when the majority of the Jewish people are tamei, then what happens is that we all do it in the state of tamei. Now the Gemara discusses the following case. Itmar, we learned, HaReisho HaYisrael Mechtze Tahor Nemechtze Tmein. What do you do if it's 50-50? Half of the Jewish people are tamei, half are tahor. And that the Gemara says we have a machlekes. Rav Amar, Rav says, Mechtze Mechtze Kroiv. We view half and half as majority. Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana says, Mechza, Mechza, in the Karev, no, 50-50 is not like the majority. As the Gemara explains as follows. Rav Amma, Mechza, Mechza, Karev, Rav says that 50-50 is like the majority. Now, what does that mean? Which way is the majority? That they're Tahar or that they're Tami? So he explains as follows. He says, Halalu, Eisen La'atzmon. These that are pure, that half that's Tahar, they do it on the first Pesach in the state of purity. V'halalu, Eisen La'atzmon. However, those other 50%, the other half that are Tameh, they do it on the first Pesach in the state of Tumah, as Rashi explains. The Tahirim, they do not do it in the state of Tumah because they are the majority. And therefore, since they're the majority, as we said, that when the majority of the people are Tahar, then they don't do it in the state of Tumah, and then we usually push off the Miut that are Tameh. Now, the Tameyan, in this case, will not get pushed off to the Pesach Sheni because essentially, this is what Rav is saying, is that they're also the majority because half is the majority. And we know the halacha is the majority do not get pushed off to the second one. Rather, they do it on the first one. And therefore, since they're both, quote, the majority, they each have their halachic priority. And therefore, they all are considered the one that you do it in the first Pesach. Therefore, those who are Tahar, although we say when the majority are Tameh, they all do it Tameh. But hey, I'm the majority, I'm Tahar, and so we do it in the state of Tahar. Now, the other Tameh, they're 50%, say, hey, we're the majority, so we get to do it now also. So therefore, they do it themselves in Tahara, they do it themselves in the state of Tumah. Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana says, Mechza, Mechza, ain't correct. As we said, that no, half is not the majority. And therefore, as follows. Tahirin Eis Nesirishin. The Tahirin, either way, Meman of Shach, they do it on the first Pesach, the first on Yudal Nisan, in the state of Tahara. And that's because even if they are the minority, they would still do it in the first Pesach, although, albeit they would usually do it in the state of Tumah. So therefore, what they're doing now in the state of Tahara definitely would work. And therefore, we allow them to do it in the state of Tahara. But Tamein Eis Nesirishin. However, those who are Tameh, they do it by the Pesach Sheni. And the reason is, as we said, because since half is not the majority, so therefore, essentially, we view them as the minority, and therefore, since they're the minority, they get pushed off to the second Pesach. The only reason why we said that the Tahirin, although they're quote the minority too, they don't do it in the state of Tumah because why should they? The Tameim are ultimately not doing it now, anyways, they're getting pushed off, and therefore, though generally when they're the minority, they would do it in the state of Tumah, but since there is no Tameh doing it now, they could anyway do it by Tahara because it's not worse than doing it in the state of Tumah, so therefore, they do it in the state of Tahara, and the Tameim get pushed off. Igadami, though, those say a different version of Kahana. Amrav Kahana, Rav Kahana said as follows. Mechza, Mechza, Enikarev. You're right, like he said before, that half is not the majority. And therefore, as we said before, Tyrin Eis Nesirishin, the pure ones, they do it by the first one. As he said, Meman of Shach, either way, they're going to do it by the first one, whether they're the only ones, and therefore they do it in the state of Tahara, or even if they'd be the minority, they'd still do it on the first one, although generally in the state of Tameh. But now they'll do it in the state of Tahara, because there is no Tameh anyways doing it. And we continue on Tameh Beis. However, this is what the second version of Kahana argues on the first version. V'temein Ein Oysen Lois Arishin Lois Asheni. Those who are Tameh, they don't do it on either one. They don't do it at the first Pesach and not the second Pesach. And why is that? Berishon lo yavdi, do lo yav aruba. They can't do it on the first Pesach because they're not the majority. And as we said, because being half is not the majority. Since they're not the majority, so you can't do it in the state of Tumah. As we said, only when the majority of the Jewish people are Tameh, then they do it in the state of Tumah. Now, b'sheni lo yavdi, they also don't do it on the second Pesach, do lo yav a miyuta, because they're not the minority. And only if they're the minority can they do it. So since they're in the middle, they're neither the majority, so they don't do the first one, and they're not the minority, and only minority gets pushed off to the Pesach Sheni, and therefore they never do not Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni. Now the Gemara asks on Rav's opinion, from these three opinions, that Rav and the two versions of Kahana, that Rav said that they both do it on Pesach Rishon. So now we learned in our Mishnah, Nitma Kahalei Ruba, if the entire Jewish people, or at least the majority of Jewish people, came Tameh, or even if the Jewish people are Tara, but the Kahanim became Tameh, then we said, Yasu B'tumah, that they do it in the state of Tumah. And that we said, as we explained in the Gemara, even the Tahirin, they do it in the state of Tumah, because we're not Machalik, we don't differentiate, everyone does it the same way. And since the majority are Tameh, even the Tahirin do it in the state of Tumah. Now the inference is, Rubayhu de Avdi B'tumah. Only when the majority of the Jewish people are Tameh, then we said that we're going to do it in the state of Tumah. Of a palgo, palgo, but if they're 50-50, it sounds like only majority, but when they're 50-50, then loyavdi, then those who are Tameh do not do it Berishon at all. Because we said that only when they're majority do they do it on the first one. Not majority, which is 50-50, not a majority. Then they don't do it, kashal rav. Rav found the case, of which was 50-50, that they will do it on the first Pesach, but the Mishnah sounds like only if they're the majority do they do it on the first one. And that the Gemara says, Amalcha Rav, Rav will tell you that when they're Ruba, like the case of our Mishnah, it's not difficult, because the Mishnah was telling you a different halacha, and that's why the inference was like that. When they are the Tamein, are the majority, then Avdi Kulhu, then everybody, which is what the Mishnah was coming to tell us, even the Tahirin, they do it Betum in the state of Tumah, which means to say that they don't have to be careful from becoming Tumah. That was the Chiddush Mishnah was saying when they're the majority. However, Palgo, when they're 50-50, no one said that the Tamein will not do it then on the first Pesach. It was just saying that when they're majority and not 50-50, will we even say that the Tahirin do it in the state of Tumah? When they're 50-50, then Halalo Eisen Latzman, Halalo Eisen Latzman, then yes, they will do it by the first Pesach, but the Tahirin will not do it in the state of Tumah, which is not the case when they are the majority, as our Mishnah says that even the Tahirin will do it in the state of Tumah, and therefore it's not difficult from our Mishnah. To the contrary, the Gemara says, Hachanam Mistabra, actually it makes sense like Rav, that when they're 50-50, the Tamein will also do it in the state of Tumah on the first Pesach and not get pushed off. Diktani Sefer, because he learned at the end of our Mishnah, it says, Nitma Mir Hakol. If let's say the minority of the Jewish people came Tamei, then Tahirin Nais Nesarish, and then we said those who are pure do it on the first Pesach, but Tamein Nais Nesarishani, and those that are Tamei, they do it on the second Pesach. So the inference is, Mir Huda Avdi Bishani. Oh, only when they're the minority do they do it on the second Pesach. But in the 50-50, then they wouldn't do it on the second Pesach. Rather, the Avdi Berishan, they would do it on the first one. And how is that? They would each do it separately, which is exactly like Rav. So therefore, the Gemara asks, Avela Kash Rav Kahana. So that's difficult according to Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says that no, even 50-50, they get pushed off. But the end of a Mishnah sounds like, no, they only get pushed off when the minority, not when they're equal to the Tahirin. And then the Gemara says, Lamach Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana would tell you, no, it's not difficult. Nitmu Mir HaKohol, when our Mishnah is telling you that the minority of the Jewish people are Tamei, that then Tahirin Eisen Esarishin, then what happens is that, yes, the pure ones, they do it on the first Pesach, and Tamein Eisen Esarishini, and then the Tamein one, as our Mishnah at the end says in the Sefer, but then the Tamein do the second one. The inference is, HaPalgo, but if they're 50-50, then Tahirin Eisen Esarishin, then the Tahirin do the first one, Avot Tamein, then the ones that are Tamei, when they're 50-50, their inference is that, not that they'll do it like Rav in the first Pesach, but rather they're not going to do neither the first nor the second. They only are allowed to do the second when they're the minority. When they're 50-50, they can't do either one, to which the Gemara asked right away. That works very well with the second version of Kahana, who he said in such a case of 50-50, they don't do it on either one. But according to the first version of Kahana, that he said, Tahirim Eisen Esarishin, that those who are Tahir do it on the first one, B'tamein Eisen Esasheni, and those that are Tamei, they do it on the second one, because essentially we view them when they're 50 as not Roiv, which means as the Miyat. And then they get pushed up to the second one, Ma'ikel Memo, what are you going to be able to say? Because it's Mashma, that from the Sefer of a Mishnah, only when they're the minority, then they get pushed up. When they're 50-50, they don't get pushed up, they can't do it by the Pesach Sheni, and therefore either they can't do it at all, like the second version of a Kano, or on the first one, like Rav. Not the Gemara says, "Lo Rav Kahana." Rav Kahana would tell you, "Hu adin da'afila palga palganam." You know, the truth is, even if they're 50-50, that they would still be able to do it on the second Pesach. That tahir nice and esarishin, those who are pure do it on the first one, but tamei nice and esarishin, and the one who are tamei do it on the second one. The haydik tani mirakol, which was the question we were asking, this that we said that only when they're the minority of the Jewish people, then they could do it by the second Pesach. That's not difficult because I did the Tana Reisha Rubai, since the Reisha used the terminology of when they're the majority, Tana Nama Sefer Miyute, that's when the Sefer used the terminology in the contrast of the minority. But the truth is, even if they're 50-50, the halacha would still be that they would still be able to use the Pesach Sheni. It was only saying that they only could do it on the first one when they're the majority. But when they're not the majority, which means not only Miyut, it means even Mechza Mechza, it was just with the uniformity of the contrast of Rubai to Miyad, that's the way they use it, but really it would be even Mechza Mechza. So now the Gemara says, Tanya Kavasei de Rav, that there was a Braisa that seems to support Rav, Tanya Kavasei de Rav Kahana, Katrei Lishna. And then we have two other Braises, that one Braisa supports the first version of Rav Kahana, and we have one Braisa that supports the second version of Kahana. So therefore we have three Braises, and each one supports a different opinion. The Gemara will ultimately want to know, how do the other opinions resolve the other braises according to their own opinion. So that the Gemara begins. Tanya Kavasei de Rav, so we have a brais that supports Rav. Clearly it says, Ha Yisrael Mechza Tahirin Mechza Tamein, if you have this 50-50, Halalo Eisen Latzman, Halalo Eisen Latzman, clearly like Rav, that they each do it, their own groups, on the first Pesach. Tanya Kalishna Kamad Rav Kana. We have a brayse that says like the first version of Kana. Harishah Yisrael Mechtzat Tarin Mechtzat Mein. When they were 50-50, half Tamei, half Tar. Tar Nesin Sarishin. So the ones that are Tar do the first one. The Tamei Nesin the Sheni, and the ones that are Tamei do the second one. Again, like the first version of Kana. Then the third brayse of a Tanya Kalishna Pasad Rav Kana supports the second version of Kana that says Harishah Yisrael Mechtzat Tarin Mechtzat Mein. If they're 50-50, Tar Nesin Sarishin. Those that Tar do the first one. But Tamein. Doesn't do not the first one, not the second one. So therefore, we have one braisa for each opinion. To which the Gemara asks, now how do each of these Amoraic opinions resolve their opinions based on the other braisa that seem to contradict their opinions? So then the Gemara says as follows. L'Rav, according to Rav, that he says that each group gets to do it themselves. On the first Pesach, Ulalishna Basad Rav Kahana, and according to the second version of Rav Kahana, that he says that those that are Tamei, when it's 50-50, don't do it not on the first and not on the second. Hodatana, so then this Brisa that we had quoted as supporting the first version of Kahana, that it says, Tyrin Isn Sarishan, those that are Tar do the first one. Vitamin Sashani, those that Tamei do the second one. Hechimitarzla, how do they resolve it? They don't hold that they do it on the second one. Either you don't do it at all, or you do it on the first one. And that the Gemara answers the following case. You're right. The Jewish people were 50-50, however, with a catch. The women, they were the ones that completed to the Tamein. In other words, the males themselves, the men, they had a majority of Tahirin. The majority of Jewish men were Tahar. However, there were a lot of women that were more Tamei than Tahar until it completed the calculation of when you would count together the men and the women. That was the case that the Brisa was talking about, that it's going to be 50-50. Because the women are tilting it from the majority of Tahar, which the men had, to being 50-50 Tamei and Tahar. Uksavar and the Tana that Brisa held, the Nashim Berishon Rishus, that women, even by the first Pesach, the main Pesach, so to speak, are only elective. That is, they're allowed to do the Korban Pesach, but they're not, it's not mandatory for them. And definitely, that would apply to the second Pesach. And therefore, as follows. Dal noshim itmein. So therefore, we do not count the women from the count to define the amount of the Jewish people that are Tahar and Tamei, because they're not mandatory, they're not chayva. So therefore, we don't count you in. We only count those that have to do it to know, can we do it in a state of Tahara or not? And therefore, we're going to go and follow the males, the men. And therefore, if we're only following the men, then those that are impure are only the meat. As we said, the men, the majority of them were tahar. Oh, miyuta yitchal pesach sheni. The minority are tamei. Oh, the minority gets pushed off to the second Pesach. But if it would be 50-50, then Rav would just say the way he says it, which would be that they both do it on the first one. And Rav Kahana, the second version, would say the way he says that they wouldn't do it at all. However, this was talking about a case of it was 50-50 with the women, and therefore we discount them because they're only reshus, and that's why we're going to say that ultimately the Tamei were the meat, and that's where they get pushed up to the second Pesach. Now the Gemara continues with the other brayse. L'Rav, according to Rav, Ulalishna Kamad Rav Kahana, according to the first version of Rav Kahana, that he said that when half are Tamei, then they do it in the second Pesach. So then how do they resolve Hadatanya? How do we resolve the other brisa that we said was supporting the Lishna Basra of Kahana? That said, Tahirin Oisin Esarishin, those that are pure do it on the first Pesach. Utmein Ein Oisin Lo Esarishin Lo Esasheni, that they don't do it neither the first nor the second. Hechem Tartzla, how do they resolve it? Because they hold 50-50 is not the case. Not that you don't do it. You either do it on the first one, as Rav said, or you do it on the second one, as Rav Kahana in the first version said. So they each resolve it according to their own opinions to say what the case is talking about, that it works with their opinion. Rav Mitaritzla, Rav explains as follows. Kugayin Shahay Yisrael, it's talking about a case where the Jewish people, specifically the males, were Mechtze Tamein or Mechtze Tarin. Yes, the men themselves were 50-50. The Nashim and the women, in other words, when you count the women with the men, then they were more Tahirin than Tamein, together with the women, because the women had more Tahirin than Tamein. The Ksavra and this Tana held, not like the first Tana, the Noshim Rishon Chayva, that women by the first Korban Pesach are mandatory, and hence they are in the final tally of to see, oh, let's get all the people together, have to bring it, if they're Tar or Tamein, and therefore it comes out that the Tamein are in the minority, because although the men were 50-50, which is what they're calling the case of mechza-mechza, but the women that have to bring in a different part of the count, they were more tahar than tamei, and therefore now there's a majority of tahar and only a mid of tamei. However, ubisheni rishus, however, this Tana held also that the second Pesach, which is a machlekes tanoim, which is brought later on, daf tzadik aleph, from the Beis, which is a machlekes of women are chayva in the second Pesach or only rishus, this Tana held that, oh, although regarding the first Pesach they're chayva, regarding the second Pesach they're only a rishus. Therefore, as follows, perishon lo yavdi, they cannot do it, the tameim cannot do it on the first Pesach. The reason is the havlei miut, as we just explained, because since the women are counted there by the first Pesach, so therefore the majority are tahar, or the minority are tameim, so you can't do it when you're the minority. You get, so to speak, pushed off. Umiut lo yavdi b'rishon, as we said, because a minority does not do it in the first Pesach. However, ubisheni lo yavdi, they also cannot do it by the second Pesach. And that's because regarding the second Pesach, we do not count the women to consider them as now the Jewish people are the majority tahar, because we said that women are only rishus by the second Pesach. And therefore, dal nash minayr, we will not count women in the count, and therefore the tameim are not the miut now by the second Pesach, rather the havalu palga palga. That comes out, as we're only counting the men, that those who are tameim are 50-50. Upalga, and when they're 50-50, according to Rav, as we explained in Amad Aleph, did he hold 50-50 half is like the majority? Oh, majority? Layavdi b'sheni. The majority cannot do it by the second one. You're the majority? Majority does it on the first one. Majority of tamei cannot do it now that by the Pesach sheni. And hence, Rav explains, they're stuck. Because of this change in the women's status from the first to the second, and the first one, we'll view them as the miut. Miut, you don't do it now. And the second one, we'll view them as half, and half is like the majority. And majority can't do it at the second one. Therefore, they don't do it either at the first or the second. Rav Kahana, Dama Palganami Avdi B'Sheni. However, Rav Kahana cannot use this case that Rav painted of this Brisa to explain what it's talking about the case, to explain his opinion, because Rav Kahana holds that even when they're half, when they're 50%, they can still do it by Pesach Sheni. And therefore, that case Rav had said, they should still bring it and not say that they don't do it not at the first and not at the second, because he does not hold like Rav that the majority and that majority cannot do it at Pesach Sheni. So he explains the case of the Brisa as follows. We're talking about that the Jewish people were 50-50. That's the men. And the women complete them to the Tahir. In other words, not that the men were 50-50. Rather, the people, the Jewish people, were only 50-50 through the completion of the women. However, if you were to go after the men, then the majority would be tamei. And therefore, as follows, Uksaver, and this Tana held Nashim Berishon Chayva, as the previous Tana held, as the way Rav had explained it, is that the women are obligatory in the first Pesach. Ubisheni Rishus. However, in the second Pesach, as Rav again had explained this Brisa, that it's only elective, it's only that they are allowed to, but they're not from the count. Therefore, Berishon Layavdi, they can't do it by the first Pesach, Davla Palga Palga. As Rav Kahan had explained, that when they're 50-50, that they don't do it at the first Pesach, they do it at the second Pesach, because they're not the majority. He considers them, so to speak, as the miyid, and if you're not the majority, we don't do it in the state of Tumah. Upalga Berishon Layavdi, as we said, and we have to not do it at the first one in the state of Tumah, as the first version of Kahana said, that we consider them as the miyid. However, B'sheni Namal Layavdi, that's how he explains this price that says that the Tumayin, when they're 50-50, don't do it in either one, because Dal Noshim Minayim Minat Taharin, we're not going to count the women from the Taharin, which had made it into 50-50, which even if they're 50-50 would work in the Pesach Sheni, not like Rav, as Rav Kahana's version in the first version holds, because since the women are only Rishus in the second one, we don't count them. Oh, Halu Tamein Ruba, that comes out that the majority are Tamei, Ruba Lo Yavdi B'Sheni, and the Roiv cannot do it at the second one, hence even according to Rav Kahana's first version, this will be a case when you can't do it at the first one, or you can't do it at the second one. Now the Gemara finally goes to the third Brais. Ul Rav Kahana, according to Rav Kahana, in either versions, had the Tanya, this will in the Brais that seems to support Rav. It said, Harish, how you saw Mechza Tar and Mechza Tamein, that if the Jewish people were half Tamein and half Tar, Halola Oisin La Atzman, Halola Oisin La Atzman, they both do it on the first Pesach, but separately, they do it in the state of Tar, they do it in the state of Toma. Hechim Taratzla, how does either version of Rav Kahana resolve that? One version said, do it on the second one, and one said, when they're 50-50, you don't do it in either one, but not that you do it on the first Pesach. That the Gemara explains, Amalach Rav Kahan, Rav Kahan would tell you, Tanoihi, it's a machlokes Tanoim, and that is, this as we mentioned before, these were the different brises that we had quoted. And that is, Ikal Mandama, there is an opinion which is this brise that seems to support Rav, that Mechza, Mechza Kiroi, that it says, yes, that when you're half, then it's like the majority. And therefore, this brisa held like Rav, that it's going to be the majority, and therefore you're going to do it on the first Pesach, because each one is the majority. However, there is another opinion, which is the brisa that we mentioned before, that mechza mechza in the Karaib, that 50-50 is not like the majority, and therefore it's like me. And when he says like me, Rav Kahana, there's two versions of Kahana. Either there's the brisa that said clearly that it's going to be done on the second Pesach, or there's the other brisa that says you don't do it, not on the first one, or not on the second one. Yes, although he cannot explain that brisa, and therefore it's a question, but he says not a question, because it's machlekes tanoim, as you find the other brises that support the other versions, these two different versions of Rav Kahana, again, either on the second one, or not being done at all.